Well met, and welcome to episode 5, the Bill/Shakespeare Project podcast for July 26th, 2009. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. Greetings. This is Bill Wathall, and this is our last Comedy of Error-centric podcast. So today we'll discuss some production concepts and a possible cast for the play. But that's later. First, let's start off with a couple of DVD reviews, one of a production of the Comedy of Errors, the other a phenomenal PBS documentary. So let's start out with our play of the month. This particular version of the Comedy of Errors was produced by the BBC as part of their Complete Works series that ran from 1978 through 85. This production was mounted in 1983 and was directed by James Sellen Jones. It's notable mainly for the casting of Roger Daltrey of The Who as the Dromios. Now, as a taped rather than a staged production, the BBC was able to use video tricks to allow for a single actor to play both of a set of twins. Michael Kitchen played the Antipholi. While I appreciate that the production wasn't a complete slapstick fest, its slightly darker tone didn't provide many laughs or any deeper sense of satisfaction. Daltrey acquits himself well as he's able to subtly differentiate his two characters through pure physicality. Dromio of Ephesus has obviously suffered more abuse, as shown by his more tentative walk and hunched posture. One has to wonder if this is because he had a second abuser in the form of Adriana. I only wish that Kitchen had been better able to differentiate his Antipholi. Needless to say, with marginal Antipholi performances, few laughs, and a dark tone, I'm not a big fan of this piece, and I really can't recommend it. Now, it's a shame that this is pretty much the only version you'll find to rent on DVD. I'd love to get my hands on the 1978 version, directed by Trevor Nunn, with Roger Rees as Antipholus of Syracuse and Judi Dench as Adriana, with Francesca Annis as Luciana. But IMDb is the only place where I was able to find it. I'd also love to see the 1987 PBS version from Lincoln Center Live with the Flying Karamazov Brothers vaudeville troupe, but all I've been able to find from that one are bits and pieces on YouTube. So, the 1983 BBC Comedy of Errors, not so good. On a much better plus side is the non-fiction piece, The Hobart Shakespeareans. Originally a PBS POV special, this hour-long documentary centers on the efforts of Rafe Esquith, a teacher at LA's inner-city Hobart Elementary School, who teaches Shakespeare to fourth graders. It's a very inspiring piece, and it's a program that's earned enough kudos to draw the likes of Michael York and Ian McKellen into his classroom. Esquith unapologetically holds his students to high expectations, and I've got to hand it to him. He's put together a great program. He has one quote midway through the piece that sums up the state of being for a classroom teacher. He says, "I could make more money. I don't think I could have a better job. We always go back to Atticus. You got to be the person you want the kids to be. I've been telling these kids for 20 years now. This is an important place. We make a difference here. You can make a difference here. If I leave, then I'm a hypocrite." Well, longtime listeners and readers of this blog know that I've been there, and I agree wholeheartedly, much to my own chagrin, which is one of the reasons why this project exists in the first place. So, The Hobart Shakespeareans is a great documentary, wonderfully inspirational, and highly, highly recommended. And it's available at Netflix and at Amazon.com. Okay, from the DVD shelf to the theater of the mind. How would you mount a production of The Comedy of Errors? The cliched interpretation, almost to the point of becoming somewhat the de facto standard, is the circus, the big top, where the Dromios can truly be clowns. The other end of the spectrum is the darker vision, much like the BBC version reviewed earlier in the podcast. Now, I've seen this kind of interpretation at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival back in 1990, and while it was funnier than the BBC production, my recollection is that it still wasn't wholly satisfying. So how would I do it? Well, back in my Shakespeare teaching days, one student joked that he would set the play in Jamaica with the characters higher than kites. The student in question had no supporting evidence for the concept, so we laughed it off as just talk. But son of a gun, if in these last two readings of the play this month, I can see how it works. In Act 2, Scene 2, when Dromio and Antipholus of Syracuse are discussing Adriana's contention that Antipholus is her husband and that Dromio is her servant, Dromio says, "'Tis true, she rides me, and I long for grass.'" Textually, it means simply that he feels like an ass or a donkey, and that he longs for grass to eat. In a Jamaican setting, however, grass would take on a whole new meaning, and I can see how this might be stretched out for the full production, especially since by the end of the scene, it's not just Dromio who's a little lost in a fog of confusion. As Antipholus says, "'I'll say as they say, and persever so, and in this mist at all adventures go.'" Could this be the same mist that you'd find at a Grateful Dead concert? Could be. Could most definitely be. So, who would I cast as my Jamaican stoners? That's a good question. Let's start off with the Antipholi. I'd cast Elijah Kelly and Gaius Charles, two up-and-coming African-American actors. Kelly will be playing the part of Sammy Davis Jr. in an upcoming biopic, and Charles plays the running back Smash Williams on the TV series Friday Night Lights. Both can play drama and comedy, and switch between them with ease. As for the Dromios, I think I'd go with Michael Cera and Rupert Grint, both with hangdog expressions and sandy blonde to red hair. Each is a gifted physical comedian, both in body and in facial features. My Adriana, I think, would be Amy Adams. In her 30s, she's slightly older than the Antipholi, but young enough to be a believable wife. And she has shown in the recent Night at the Museum sequel that she can be both fiery and flirty, plus she's hot. As for little sister Luciana, Joss Stone would be my pick. She's much younger than her sister and about the same age as the Antipholi. She has a sensuality to her, but she can also act very demure. And for the courtesan, I'd toss in Megan Fox. Not because I think she's hot, I don't, but because she has that slightly skeezy vibe that the character should have. So that's my cast. Now, earlier in the month, I called for casting suggestions and rationales from the readers of the blog and fans of our Facebook page. The prize for first place was a free Bill/Shakespeare Project t-shirt. But no one submitted an entry, so no one won, and everyone loses. Loses out on hearing the insights of our project community. So next time around, when we have our next contest, enter it. Heck, if you're the only entry, you're going to win. Alrighty then. This closes out our discussion month for the Comedy of Errors. The next time we meet, we will begin the bloodbath that is Titus Andronicus. You've been listening to the Bill/Shakespeare Project podcast for July 26th, 2009. For our blog and previous podcast episodes, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com, and we shall see thee anon.